Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I heard something the other day that I have not heard for a very, very long time. Maybe 6-7 years. I used to hear this shit often, but then it just went away. But it resurfaced. It resurfaced over the weekend. Holiday weekend, shit sometimes resurfaces. You're with family, shit comes up, it bubbles back to the fucking surface. My cousins went out camping, and I went up there for dinner. Just for the fucking night. You know, I don't actually camp at these places. I'm not a fucking pilgrim. I don't stay overnight. I fucking go, I sit by the fire, I shoot the shit, I get some fucking talking in, then I fucking bounce. I do the same shit with my buddies when they go camping. But anyway, I'm just fucking sitting there. And this just came up out of nowhere. We weren't fucking talking about anything. I mean, I'm sure we're talking about shit, but we weren't talking about the thing that was fucking said. Fucking aunt walks by and she just looks at me. She goes to sit down. She's like, ah, Christopher, we gotta fucking find you a girlfriend. I don't think she said fuck, but I'm gonna add it. I'm gonna add the fucks. And I was like, what? I was like, you know what? I'm good. I'm fine. You know what? Don't do anything. And she looks shocked. She's like, what? What are you talking about? I was like, what do you mean what? I fucking hate meeting people. And she's like, you wouldn't have to meet anybody. Wait a second. Do you know people that I know? Unless you know people that I know, which I don't think that you do. Unless you're gonna pluck somebody from my fucking past that I actually am aware of and have met before. What you're suggesting is that I have to fucking meet somebody, and I'm not doing that. And let's be clear here as well. This goes for pretty much fucking anybody in my world, anybody in my fucking sphere. There's no fucking chance that I would trust any of you to select a fucking partner for me. None of you. I don't trust any of you. I don't trust your fucking judgment. Now, do I trust my own judgment? I do not. I don't trust my judgment either. There's a reason that Chris Johnson is 40 years old and alone. There's a fucking reason that my marriage ended after 14 years. And there's a reason that I've not been in a serious relationship since that happened in 2015. Actually, there might be more than one fucking reason. There's probably a lot of fucking reasons. Reason number one, I'm a giant pain in the ass. I'm fucking aware of that. I'm neurotic. I'm fucking anxious. I'm probably fucking high maintenance. Gotta fucking worry about like where my fucking head's at with shit. I'm fucking emotional. I'm fucking sensitive. I don't want to fucking do anything. So there's a lot of fucking reasons why, like, if you're making a list of a potential mate, I ain't got any of those fucking qualities. But another reason, and I thought about this recently. I actually had a conversation with somebody about this recently. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. That's it. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not interested in many people anyway, due to my fucking hatred of humanity. And partially due to the fact that, I mean, I was in a relationship for 14 fucking years from when I was 18 to 32. That ate up a lot of fucking prime years. It's a long time. I'm not one of these scumbags who fucks people on the side. So that ate up some fucking time. And in the fucking 8 years since or whatever the fuck it's been, I've only really been interested in like a few people, fucking handful of people. And I've talked about this shit in a fucking podcast. Like my ex-wife left via fucking text message and like moved into a fucking house that we bought with some dude from her fucking job. And then like 2 years ago, or whatever the fuck it was, late 2021, I was supposed to go to the wedding with somebody and my fucking date picked up a fucking shift at her fucking second job 2 days before the fucking wedding date. And then another fucking person who I finally fucking told, I was like, hey man, you know, you fucking tell them your fucking interest. You finally take the fucking shot. And like, among other things, she was like, you know what, man, I could talk to you for hours, but it's gonna cut into my fucking gym time. Now, it's not a fucking accident that these things keep happening. These things are happening for a reason, because my subconscious mind finds this shit. It finds this fucked up shit. Do you know why it does? Do you know fucking why? I was in therapy for fucking 5 years, so I know the reason why. It's because my home life, when I was a fucking child, was a goddamn disaster, and my dad was a colossal piece of shit, and him and my mom fought all the fucking time, and I watched him fucking grab my fucking dog by the neck, you know, with the chain and fucking swim across the fucking driveway. I watched him fucking rip a fucking door off the hinges because my mom slammed it too fucking loud. This fucking guy would like break mugs. This guy was a piece of shit. So I'm around that. I fucking grew up with that. And he wasn't fucking like a loving dude. So I'm always chasing affection. I'm chasing affection from my parents. I'm chasing affection from my fucking father growing up. And he wanted fucking nothing to do with it. So I know that. That's home. That's home for Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson understands that. So anytime I'm fucking interested in anybody, like on my own, my mind recreates fucking situations like that. As a result, I'm interested in damaged, flaky fucking people who are going to fucking bail because I don't fucking give a shit. And that's what fucking happens. I don't hate these women. You know, they're dealing with whatever the fuck they're dealing with, you know. But it still sucks, you know what I mean? There is one person that didn't happen with that I'm still, like, on decent terms with. We don't fucking talk all the time, maybe every few months or some shit. Loose fucking connection. But, like, we could talk. Like, we don't fucking hate each other. You know what the difference there is? The difference there is she reached out to me first. So I don't even have the fucking chance to identify these fucking flaws. Or my subconscious didn't have the fucking chance. It was just like, do you want to fucking hang out with this person? Ugh, fuck. Every instinct in my body said no, but I fucking did it anyway. Then I had a good time and it lasted a month and a half or whatever the fuck it was. And then that was it. But like, we don't hate each other. And the reason we don't fucking hate each other is because it wasn't the same. It wasn't the fucking same thing. But that doesn't mean, just because this wasn't the same thing, it doesn't mean that I'm gonna trust any of you motherfuckers to fucking set me up with anybody. You don't wanna fucking, you don't wanna fucking saddle your fucking friends with my ass. What are you out of your fucking mind? Don't do that. Don't do that to them. And don't do that to me. But anyway, that's the story. I'm attracted to fucked up things. It doesn't matter. These women have different ethnicities, different fucking backgrounds. I met them in different fucking places. This is going to happen. My subconscious mind is going to sniff that shit out. So I can't trust my own fucking judgment. So as a result, I just ignore my own judgment and fucking stay home all the time. Which is great because I get a lot of fucking video games in and I watch a lot of baseball. But I'm doing fucking great. I'm not a fucking charity case. Don't fucking worry about me, goddammit. I'm not a fucking charity case. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, any fucking podcasting sites you want, and Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'll be right in my Facebook timeline. Podcast will be there. And I'm on Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes.